Wuthering Heights, Part 3. Catherine, told by Mrs. Nellie Dean, housekeeper at Duskers Grange, after being a servant of Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights was built by the Earnshaws in the 16th century. My mother was Hindley Earnshaw's nurse, and I grew up there and often played with him and his sister Catherine. One day, Mr. Earnshaw returned from a journey to Liverpool with a strange present for his family, a dirty little black-haired boy. He looked older than Catherine, who was 6. He did not talk, but just made strange sounds. "I saw him lying in the street," explained the master. "He was dying of hunger. I had to wash him and give him clean clothes, and he was going to sleep with the other children. Catherine and Hindley did not want him. They were cross because their father had not brought them any present, but just a dirty little boy." The boy was given the name of Heathcliff, which he used as a first name and surname. Miss Cathy soon made friends with him, and they often played together, but Hindley clearly hated him, as he was older and often beat him up. The child seemed used to being badly treated and never reacted, but the master was always furious when he found out. He was more affectionate towards Heathcliff than towards his real son. I could never understand this, because the child was not very nice, and never showed any appreciation for the love he received. He seemed to be without feelings. One day, shortly after Mrs. Earnshaw's death, the master bought a pair of horses for the boys. Heathcliff took the final one, but it soon got something wrong with its foot. "Give me your horse," he said to Hindley, "or I'll tell your father about the 3 beatings you gave me last week." Hindley knew his father would be angry with him, so he let Heathcliff have his horse. Similar events happened all the time. Heathcliff was proud, and Hindley hated him more and more. When Hindley was old enough,